Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Paddock Podcast. We're here today with Alex.
All right.
And David, how are you doing, lads?
Good, thank you. How are
excited?
You?
Excited? I'm all right, yeah. We're going to be talking, Jadon Sancho, we're going to be talking a bit about the winter break as well, innit?
Yeah.
They deserve it, but we don't deserve it. I want more games.
I want more games, but we need it. Definitely.
No, yeah.
We United desperately
really
need.
Almost more than anyone, United need a break, don't they?
Yeah.
So we're talking here about Jadon Sancho. There's been rumours of his shirt being reserved. He's being the new number seven, is he, isn't he? Tell us a bit more, Alex.
Well, they come from the Express. They've said that the shirt is available, but it's not the number 7 shirt that they're going to save. They want the number 11 shirt because they think, because they're saying Sanchez is coming back. He's going to get the 7 again. So they've saved him the number 11 shirt, which seems to be the right fit. I think it's a really slow news day.
Yeah,
and they want
too.
To put Manchester United in somewhere.
Yeah.
And Sancho, a shirt. United, it's
but
all.
You've got a dream, though, haven't you? It'd be amazing if you
could.
I'd absolutely love him.
I'd love Sancho.
His numbers are so good that it makes me think, it literally makes me question Germany as a league. Like, how can a 19-year-old be getting 18 goals and 13 assists?
Because he's really good.
He is really good, but
I do think,
do you know what I mean?
A bit of both. I think he's really good, but maybe you do have to question that league. Because Haaland, you know, he's gone over there.
Have you seen the goals he scored as well? One of them was good, the rest were just tap-ins. Like, not that there's anything wrong with scoring tap-ins, but... You know,
he's played some serious.
The top half of that league is probably great, but the bottom half's not.
Yeah, I think, and not. Yeah, I don't want to. I want to go over that again because I don't want people to think that I think that strikers who score tap-ins a bad thing.
No,
like Van Nistelrooy scored a lot of tap-ins, and it means the team.
It's what we need right now.
But when
you
look at the goals he scored, the amount of times where he's literally like running through from the halfway line, one on one with the striker, and you're like with the goalkeeper. You're like, where's the defending? Why do people drop back? What's going on?
It's like Mbappe in.
Yeah, same
like,
thing.
He's unbelievable.
Just
I'm not saying, he's not probably one of the best players in the world.
Mm.
But at the same time, if any no team in the Premier League would play such a high line against the fastest
it's
human.
It's ridiculous.
Well, that's the rumours with Liverpool linking him and stuff like that. In a way, I'd like to see it because could he really do that in the Premier League?
I think he'd be very good in the Premier League, but I don't think he would be... instant impact. I don't think he would be head and shoulders above everyone in the Premier League straight away. I don't think he'd be like the way that when Hazard came in, you could see he was quality. When Ronaldo got his peak, you could see he was quality. Even like De Bruyne and
well, the things I was about to mention, De Bruyne, he took a couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Ronaldo took, I'd say, 3 seasons to actually be that player. I don't think it's as simple as just turning up and being a great player in the Premier League. Unless you've grown up with it, I don't think you can just turn up and do it.
No, because it's the physical aspects of it. There's just everything about it. It's not... I think the poor teams in Spain and in Germany and things, they still try and play football.
Yeah.
I think they still try and play out from the back. They still try and do things. And it started to happen more and more in the Premier League. And that's why you've seen... That's why I think there's been more 4 or 5 gold drubbings of teams in the last few years. But there's so many teams like your Burnleys and your Stokes that come up and they go, right, I know a formula to win here. It's defend, it's sit back, it's 2 banks of 4, it's scruffy football, it's Sam Allardyce, Tony Pulis football. And it's not easy to play against. And that's what makes them hard.
Especially for United, when you're a team with not much confidence, there is literally like half a dozen, maybe 10, like I said, Burnley, West Ham, like Stoke used to be like it, but Newcastle are like it, and like I said, West Ham under Moyes are like it. Watford are pretty much like it, especially Old Trafford. Like, there is loads of teams that just sit back.
It doesn't happen. I don't think it happens.
And it does,
in the other
it doesn't happen quite so much, I don't think now. But yeah, Sancho would just be brilliant, wouldn't he? And we've not had a proper right winger who was brought in to be a first choice right winger in years. You could say maybe Di Maria was, but he was kind of brought in. He played on the right, he played on the left, he played in central midfield. But Dan James, I don't think he was bought as a first choice. You know, I don't think he was meant to be a starter. It's been such a long time since we've had like secure right back, right wing partnership.
There's a lot of people saying
Beckham and Neville.
Sancho isn't going to come in. It's too much money and things like that. I think there's a possibility, you know, there's a lot of these lads that want to be the number one guy in a team. Yeah. And I think as soon as Sancho comes in, if he goes elsewhere, I think he wouldn't be the guy. Whereas he came into Man United, he would be going somewhere he likes. He loves it. I think he loves it in Manchester from all the rumours. He's got friends here. He's still got... He'd be the number one guy. And he'd also be paid a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the one thing. He's going to be paid a hell of a lot more money. And he's in a law to wearing that number 7 shirt at United as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you said, right, Sancho, here's your money, here's a number 7 shirt. Not many players...
Sancho is too good for us. Sancho. Yeah.
People say that. I know Sancho is a different class to the players I'm about to mention. But you look at the likes of Witzel, not necessarily Gallo, but Oscar, Hulk... Carrasco, all these young promising players, or you know, either young or at their peak, that all went to China and Russia when it wasn't to win the Premier League or the Champions League. Money, as you know, it's a shame that all we can offer is money at the moment, but we've still got the biggest profile in the world. If you want to grow your brand as a player, and as much as people like to knock it, and or it shouldn't be about social media, if you want a career after being a footballer, obviously they've got to have enough money to be alive. Part of it is being the biggest star in the world. Look at Paul Pogba. He's arguably the biggest star in the world after Messi and Ronaldo, maybe Neymar.
Yeah.
He's you know, top five stars there in the world.
He's not
part
playing.
Of that is because he's not even playing. Part of that is because he plays for Man United. Yeah. Like, no one can give you the eyes, the attention that Man United can give you. And the money we're going to give is, you know, we still kind of attract big players because, like, whilst we're not that great on the pitch, City, we are perfect off the pitch.
City signed David Silva and Aguero when they were shit. Like,
yeah,
they
exactly.
did. Like, it's, they weren't, they were a top four team at best when they got signed, and there was a future. Obviously, they could see there was something going to happen. They were starting to invest in the team. But do you know what? And it's, and people saying we don't want players like that. We don't want a whole team of that, and we don't want someone that doesn't want to be there for the long haul, that's using it as a stepping stone. But that's not, you're hoping that that's what he's not going to do. And I think Ollie, I think it's something why Ollie's probably taking his time with that sign. It's not just going to be, there's the money, let's get him. It's going to be, we need to do some research, we need to go and see what he's saying, what's his talk about it, and go from there.
I think as well that he may want a decent England career, and playing back in England, you know, playing against the English players, and maybe even if he was at United, linking up with Rashford, it's something to think on, because, and even like Mason Greenwood, in the future, he's going to be potentially an England player. So things like that you got to really put, because his ambition might be to win a major tournament with England.
Yeah, like, you look at players like Chris Smalling, who, you know, is certainly in the first half of the season was arguably one of the best centre-backs in Italy, reportedly so, you know. But because it's not in England, he had no chance of getting back in the England squad. But but you look at players like Danny Ings, who has been, I know he's only 26, 27, but sort of washed up, injury-prone striker for 10 years.
Starts doing the Premier
League. And now he's playing for Southampton. If he'd have scored the goals that he'd scored, but he was at Udinese, he wouldn't be anywhere near the England squad. No. Now the rumours are there, it looks like he's maybe going to be one of our first-choice strikers. Yeah. Like, I think there is just something about playing in England that, as much as it's a worldwide game and you can, Southgate can fly and do all this and that, it does just help you, doesn't it? Like
it
you said, there's just some extra kind of impetus and bias one towards of the players playing in England.
Michael Owen went to Newcastle
because
he wanted to get back in the England setup, and he thought the best way to do it was playing back in England.
There's another talk about Traore there from Wolves. I think he's had an amazing season so far, and we looked very sharp last season. But the question is, do you get someone like that? Because, to be honest, he's going to now cost 60 to 70 million. Mm-hmm. Wolves know that if anyone comes in for him, they can throw that price tag on him straight away. Mm. If it's a choice of spending 70 million on Traore or like 110 on Sancho, it sounds like there is a big difference between that. But at the same time, Traore is a very good player, but Sancho's ceiling, Sancho's potential to be up there with the best players in the world. You know, like, Messi and Ronaldo aren't going to be there forever. Neymar might not ever reach the heights that they've said he's going to do. He could be, in a few seasons' time, be up there with the Mbappes and that in the world, saying, I am the best player in the world, kind of thing.
One thing with that as well, which I hate about football, but shirt sales, things like that, he'd sell a hell of a lot more. You know, his face on brands and stuff like that, sell more. And so that extra money doesn't matter because they'd get that back.
No, exactly. Yeah.
And I just think, I like Traore. I think he's a really dangerous player, but he's almost like his bark's bigger than his bite. Like, he's so strong, he's so muscular, he's so fast. Like, you see him just destroy fullbacks, but he gets 6 goals, he gets 4 assists. Like, he's good, but he's, I don't think he can, you know, win you a game against a top team by himself. And I think Sancho, we've seen that he can do that.
Sancho can, yeah.
Yeah, he's the yeah, like I said, the ceiling. What's Traore? 25?
He's around
24, 25. I think he's okay, quite young, but he's not a teenager like Sancho is. I just think Traore is such an explosive and unique player, but I don't think he quite has. He's 24.
24.
So he just doesn't quite have that kind of overall classiness in that.
No.
You wouldn't be confident that he could go past a defender in a Champions League quarter final and score a goal all by himself or set a goal up as consistently as I think you can with Sancho.
Yeah. And I've been fortunate to see him at youth levels, Sancho, yeah. And he's, whenever I think I saw him, four times with the 18s, three times with the 23s, always against United. And he was always the best player on the pitch. Yeah. I remember one game we were 2-0 up. They brought him on at half time. He changed the game completely. Mm. He ended up drawing 2-2. He's just that player. He's a winner, and he's just the best player on the pitch. And I could say that. You say the same about Greenwood. You knew he was going to make it because he was always the best player on the pitch. Yeah. And he's proved that he can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Someone there saying, "Joe, are you mad? You've seen Adama versus City." I did see him against City. I also saw him against United three times, and I saw that he hasn't been a regular starter anywhere in his career until this season. Middlesbrough was he at?
Yeah, I think
Middlesbrough came on as a sub. He was patchy and inconsistent at best. Arguably one of those players that wasn't one of their best players. Last season for Wolves, he slowly came into it a bit more, but he's very much a fringe player up until this season. And
I think he's one of them as well. I think in a counter-attacking team,
yeah,
I think he's brilliant. And to be honest, we have enough players that fit that mould.
Yeah.
Now, Sancho can do it in the counter-attacking games. He's got the pace and things like that. But Sancho's got that, can beat a player in a tight situation, can put a cross in out of nowhere, yeah, which we've just not got at the moment.
Yeah,
exactly. Traore looks like someone that is... You know, he's almost like a very, very strong Dan James.
Yeah,
that's like, kind of what I'm thinking. He's Dan James with about 10 stone on his shoulders.
If Traore gets, let's say, a very good defensive fullback, someone like Azpilicueta or something like that, if Chelsea is sitting deep against United defending a lead, I don't know if Traore is the person to sort of make a brilliant incisive pass or put the ball in the top corner out of nowhere against a top defence. Like I think Sancho's better at that.
I do like him, but
yeah, me too.
You wouldn't say he'd win a game for you.
Yeah,
where you would say Sancho could.
And the problem is, like I said, if 2 seasons ago we'd have picked him up for £25 million, Traore coming out of Middlesbrough and gone, right, he's the player we want, he'd have done well.
Mm.
But the problem is now he's established himself in the Premier League a bit. Yes, it's a bit of a safe sign, and you know he's going to fit that spot.
Mm.
But he's going to cost £70 million.
Yeah.
I just don't see that out of all the areas we need to strengthen. Right wing is definitely one of them, but he's not the kind of player that we need for that. He's not that other option that we need.
I think he also, his price goes up because he's this like fan favourite, Twitter favourite, this X factor, because he's so strong and so fast, and he's got like hair like the Predator, and he's just...
It's because he's different to everyone
else.
Yeah,
he's unique to look at, unique in his playstyle. I think that adds an extra £15 million that, you know, as good as he is, he doesn't quite back up with his quality.
I think obviously being at Wolves as well, who are a team who are actually doing quite well.
Yeah.
So if
quite
he was...
a fashionable team.
Yeah, exactly. If he was in a team further down the league, but he was still playing to the way he is, he'd be cheaper, but because Wolves want to keep hold of him, so they'll obviously add the price tag if they do even want to sell him.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think signing Sancho would depend on us having Champions League football next season?
I don't think so.
I don't necessarily think so.
I'm 50-50.
I think it could. I mean, the chance of us signing Sancho, we don't know how high they are. We know that United have been interested in the past and seemingly look to be interested again in the summer. You don't really know whether he wants to join or not, but I think...
The thing is, our biggest transfer window that we've spent, the biggest one that we've done, which is not many going out, just people coming in, spending big money, was when Moyes left.
Yeah, Van Gaal's first season. And we were in the Europa League then.
Not even in the Europa League.
You're right.
We had no European football whatsoever. And we got Di Maria, Falcao, Schweinsteiger, Schneiderlin, Blind, Luke Shaw, Herrera.
We had
seven or eight signings
that was insane.
It was mental
because they messed it up the season before getting Fellaini. I don't mean that. I actually think he was a good signing, and he's seen us through a lot of difficult games. Fellaini. I mean, they messed up the transfer of Fellaini.
Yeah.
They wasted it, and they didn't think they were going to get him, and they ended up spending too much money. So the next thing they were like, right, fucking watch this, boys, and
we had Juan Mata in the previous window.
Yeah,
bought in, and he still got a few midfielders
in
after that.
The Juan Mata's a strange. I still don't think that Juan Mata was what Moyes wanted. For as much as I don't dislike Juan Mata in the slightest and think he's been quality, but when you think of that team that we had, where we had Rooney, Kagawa, Fellaini could potentially, all number players that could play in that number 10 role, and you just go, let's add another one in there. And Juan Mata was very good, but I think that was just more of a, who can we get to kind of settle everything down a little bit? Who can we spend a decent amount of money on? Who's going to fit the brand? Who's going to, number one, wears Adidas boots? We've just signed in this fancy new Adidas contract next year. He's going to be on every picture. Mm-hmm. Who can we get right now?
Well, that's one of the reasons that Liverpool linked with Mbappe, isn't it? That exact same thing.
Yeah, the new Nike sponsorship and things like that. And I still think that's why Mata was signed. It wasn't, I don't think Moyes went, Juan Mata's going to fix my season here, because we still needed we needed defensive midfielders. We needed the Schneiderlin with Herrera, that kind of signing that happened next season. Mata was just a case.
I think Herrera was supposed to be one of Moyes.
Definitely one of Moyes, but this is where it's just all mess. This is where it's just been a mess for so long, and that's why the Ollie thing annoys me.
I hate it when everyone's described as brave all the time, because it's used when people like, oh, you know, he buttered his bread like with fucking vegetable spread instead of butter. Like he dared to tell everyone he was vegan. He's so brave. But I actually do think, in terms of football managers and the way that Ole's going about things, he has actually been very brave in the way that he really has gutted all of the, not all of it just yet, but you look at the players who have left: Rojo, Young, Lukaku, Sanchez, Herrera. Maybe not Herrera shouldn't have gone, but Fellaini.
I do think he should have gone. Personally,
yeah, do you?
Because he wants to play a different style of football, and Herrera was the type of kicking people. I don't think I think he wanted to play more fluid football, basically the kind of football he was playing when he played.
Yeah,
obviously we're not that level yet, but the building blocks are there to be. Don't you look at the front three we've got? Really.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and it's Smalling as well, another one. And that is like, as a man who comes in, and he knows Solskjaer isn't there thinking, I've won the Norwegian League, that's the best CV you can have. He's thinking, one of the main reasons I've got this job is because I've got great links with the club, I understand the way that the team want to play, and I have won, you know, at least something. And he's like risking kind of what Mourinho threatened to do, what Van Gaal threatened to do, what Moyes kind of did, and it got him sacked in letting people like Vidic and Ferdinand and that go. He's kind of doing, getting rid of this old guard and these old players in a very kind of cutthroat way, because he's looking forward. And not that he can do no wrong, and I think he's made plenty of mistakes, especially this season, but like the way he is going about rejuvenating this squad is quite brave, I think.
Well, you heard it, you know, journalists, pundits for the past few years, especially under Van Gaal and Mourinho, you know, we'd win game or draw game, even lose games, the people say, this doesn't look like a Manchester United team, you know, and that's what he's trying to change. He's making sure it does look like a United team. He's only in the first step of it at the moment.
Yeah,
you know, that people, if people say, like, see you later, get rid of him, someone will come in and change it all again. I think stick around with him, he can then build to what he's trying to do and turn us back into a team.
I was chatting to someone today, the players we've got now, I don't think a lot of them are quite at the level, but they're at a different, the players coming in, even if you got a different manager in, but as long as it's one that wants to play football on the floor with wingers, as long as that's the kind of thing you go for, they're going to come into a team that they know that there's technical footballers there. The problem with Ollie coming in was that once he had a few injuries last season, you know, you were left with Lukaku. Lukaku can't do that. And everyone said, well, he's now signed Ighalo for nothing. But the thing is, Ighalo can control the ball with his feet and bounce the ball off. Lukaku could not do that.
The difference was, when we had Lukaku, it was just long balls up to him. He'd head it or chest it down. And it wasn't good football to watch. So that was the first thing you did, right, I don't want him because I don't want to play that type of football.
Yeah.
And he sacrificed not getting the goals from him. But I think it was a great thing to do because we do not play that type of football anymore.
And also, even if Ighalo, let's say Ighalo was exactly the same player as Lukaku, which he's not.
No.
But he's on a loan and isn't worth 75 million sat on the bench. Like,
we didn't also bring him in to be the main striker.
No, exactly. You can't have a 25, what is he, 25, 26 Lukaku? One of those. Yeah. 26. A 26-year-old... no, Lukaku isn't. A 26-year-old striker worth 70 million quid sat on a bench. People act like... Same thing's happening with Smalling. The revisionism on it is ridiculous. How many people wanted Lukaku to leave at the end of last season? Yeah. On Twitter, on everywhere, it was like, oh, he's a donkey, blah, 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 blah. All the same shit you hear all the time. Any time a striker isn't scoring, the ball bounces off him all the time. He can't bring the ball into the game. He's just a one-dimensional striker. He needs to go. And then he goes, and we get a few injuries up front. Why do Lukaku leave? Because he don't fit the system, and he's worth 65 million quid. You can't have him on the bench.
But even without the injuries, he played both... He wanted to play Rashford and Martial at centre-forward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it wasn't Ollie's fault that Martial's not been doing it.
Yeah,
I know.
So, and then people say, "Oh, we never got a replacement." Yeah. But the moment it went, they were happy with, "Oh, well, now Martial can play up front."
Yeah.
But because he's not doing it and not playing well, why wouldn't you, Ollie?
I know. And I think the thing is as well, it's pretty plain to see the way Ollie's spoken in the summer, and then certainly in the January transfer window. Ollie isn't happy with the amount of recruitment we've had so far. No. It's not like he goes, right, here's my squad, lads. Exactly what I wanted. Why aren't we winning? It was clearly briefed at the start of the January transfer window that United need two midfielders, a striker, a right winger, and a fullback.
Yeah.
And we're a midfielder and half a striker down that road. He's not the first choice striker. He's just, like I said, he's a backup body to have who's got Premier League experience.
And he's also got players like he has brought in, like someone like Wan-Bissaka, who I don't think is at his full potential yet, and I still think he messes up now and again. You know, he wasn't there brought in to be that player who's going to be the world class straight away.
No.
So you've got to give people like this time to even get used to the team. You know, he got him so he could progress. It's just because it's not happening right now. I mean, we have whinged about him in the past, you know, if he's had a bad game, but only reactionary off that game. Mm. But you can see what he's trying to do with players like that.
Yeah.
Like Dan James, again, he wasn't brought in to be a left winger. He's there for the future.
Yeah, I know.
He's there to be, right, we've got to score a goal. We've got to get a game against... He's more of a utility player. You know, he's either someone to come off the bench and make an impact, or he's someone that... We're playing Man City, they're going to have 90% possession and we're going to get three chances to break forwards in that game. We need someone that's going to work his bollocks off for 90 minutes in that game. He fits that mould.
But Dan James's problem, which is also a good thing, is he had such a good start. Yeah. And people now expect that every week, and that wasn't the case.
Yeah, we've clearly not signed the replacement for Lukaku yet. And we went after Haaland. I think he would have been... that replacement, and he would have been that long-term first-choice striker.
I kind of don't want to talk about him anymore because he is looking so good.
Yeah, he looks good. I think it's clear that, you know, Solskjaer isn't happy with this squad and doesn't think it's complete.
Well, this is what's crazy about it all. Like the way the media covers Manchester United and says that Solskjaer's saying these things and he's not stepping up to the board and he's saying he's happy with his squad when he's not. Yeah, Guardiola got beat this weekend playing Otamendi and Fernandinho at centre-half, and all transfer windows said, don't need any players, we're fine.
Mm.
We're fine. And you're like, you're not playing John Stones because you don't like him. You're playing Otamendi, who everyone sees is clearly bad. Fernandinho is not a centre-half. If he'd have signed Maguire in the summer, City might... probably would have won the league, or they'd have been very, very close to Liverpool.
They'd have been more like they were last season.
They'd have been more like, if they'd have been ruthless, I know everyone's saying he's a winner and he has this. If he'd have been ruthless and said, right, I need a centre half to cover here, let's just sign Harry Maguire, he's 85 million, let's get him, they'd have been up there, but they're not. And the way they cover Guardiola is, no, he's got time, he's got time with it all.
Remember, for someone who's supposed to be one of the all-time great managers, don't get me wrong, what he's done has been brilliant.
The team at City is unbelievable.
But how is he that far many points behind Liverpool? That's questionable.
Like, that drop-off is like...
And I know we're further behind, but we're not that team.
The drop-off from City last season to this season is Ferguson Moyes.
It's the same amount of... It's the same difference. Yeah. It's the 22 points. And, the same difference between...
And I know he's been getting some stick, but not even anything like what... You know, United were finished second and 19 points behind City a few years ago, and were just torn to shreds, and Mourinho, he's lost it, and we're nowhere near a title charge, and all that stuff. And then it kind of, you know... Yeah. It's not an easy ride, but it's not the same.
I think it's because, as well, Liverpool have been that good. You know, the current world champions, you know, European champions, and they've just been that good at the moment that's distracting it from how bad City have been.
Yeah, because the pundits actually like Liverpool, which is fair enough. If you're a Liverpool fan, Liverpool players are pundits and stuff. So they are actually quite happy to enjoy a team winning the league. Like, I don't think they enjoyed it when United won the league, when it was, you know, Andy Gray and...
They hated it.
All them lot.
Richard Keys
and Souness and all that. And Lawrenson and Hansen and all the most prominent pundits over the last 25 years have been Liverpool or former Liverpool players for the most part. Now we see Ferdinand and Scholes.
That's what it is.
But even now, Redknapp, Souness, yeah.
Because they were the successful Liverpool players, and now you're seeing like ex-United players were successful.
Yeah, so they are actually happy to see Liverpool win the league. So the pressure on the second and third team places are, you know, it is who cares, and then let's slag off United because we don't like them anyway in the shit, which we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, very fun, isn't it?
It's all fun. It's all fun.
Right, so I'd like to talk a little bit about. We've got a youth review coming out tomorrow that we recorded earlier. How is it that you sort of got into going to so many youth games and how many games did you say? Hello, someone's here. How many games did you say it was that you went to last season?
I think 119 games I went to last season.
And how many of those were sort of non first team?
I'll have to figure that out.
But sort of at least 100. Would you say?
I don't know because to be fair, last season I watched like the under 17s, 18s. Were we in the Champions last year?
No. Yeah, we were. Yeah,
so under-19s, under-23s. So, yeah, there's quite a lot in there. But the reason I got into it because, to be fair, the reserves used to play at Altrincham. And it used to be great to watch because the first team players you were in to come back. And then people like Pogba were there and stuff like that. Like the Youth Cup games used to be at Old Trafford. So I just enjoyed watching them. And then from that, I just started going more and more and more. End up going to Carrington, watching the games there, and it's just grown from that.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Because does it feel like it's a bit more of that kind of? I know you always hear it's a bit cheesy cliche these days that like family values, working class. Like you can go to see the game, shake the players' hands. Does it have that feel to it, or is it still a bit boxed off? And
no, it's hard to explain. It's like watching, it's watching United, but it's as if you're at a Sunday league game. You're like this close to the pit action, you're watching it. And it's a satisfaction in a way of watching a player who's come through the 18s at Carrington, then to play at Lee, in the reserves, and then to play for the first team. It's something about
that's
it.
That's my boy.
Like, yeah, no, it's not. But it's fine. Like,
yeah, yeah. I'm great to serious.
See. It makes you want to support them more because you've seen how hard they've worked to get there. Whereas with a signing, you don't really know much about the background and how they played.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Because I've been to a few youth games down the years, but never much really. And I keep an eye on the results and the players, and obviously you hear of the young talented players coming through. But it is a side of United that I have sort of neglected somewhat. But yeah, it must be cool to feel like you've got a bit more of a kind of a grasp on it. And you like you said, there's often like the players' dads or the uncles, aunties, and that, and you can have a chat with people, and you're like, "Oh, how's he doing? How's Angel?" All that stuff, and that's got to be a nice part.
And there's
it.
Still, a great feeling when you go rock into Carrington. You see the big United sign, and all that. Yeah. Even that, I've been going for a few years, but still, I get that excitement and go in there.
So here's the question: because when we were doing the watch along this weekend, every question that we got was, "Why hasn't Angel Gomez been given a chance?" Like when we're missing creativity, it's so stand out. My thing is, I always back the manager, not because of he's the manager, but the fact that these guys watch these guys in training day in, day out. There's got to be something. But as someone that goes to youth game, have you seen enough in the 23s this year that says he's the one that should have come in? Has he deserved that?
He's one of them where when I watched him for the 18s, I thought he was amazing. Was amazing. And he moved up to 23s, looked good, but he was never at that level, and he's just been stagnant, really. He's not really moved up. I do think he's got that potential to be in the first team. He just needs more game time, but he can't have it in the first team. At the moment, we need to win games. Sticking him in, I don't think he's going to affect that. He's not signing a contract, so why would you put a player in? If you're working somewhere and they're saying, right, your contract expires in 6 months, we need you to, and you're going now.
I think it's all a bit of a catch-22 at the minute. I think where Angel wants game time to sign the contract, but he's not going to get game time until he signs the contract, kind of thing. I think that's where they kind of stuck with it all.
And also, you can't just guarantee a player game time.
No.
You want him to sign the contract because he might be good enough, but you're is he 18 still?
No, I think he's 19. Yeah.
You're a 19-year-old kid. Yeah. You might just never be good enough, unfortunately.
But if he's good enough now, even if he hasn't signed his contract, he'd be playing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, some players take a bit longer. It might be 2021. It might need a loan out.
I spoke about him before, but he's not having the best of times at the moment. But someone like Jesse Lingard, he couldn't make it in the first team, went out on loan. I think he went to three or four clubs.
Yeah. And then got a chance.
I think he was 23, 24 when he made it into the first team. And he did well, but it takes players longer. And if you're not getting into the first team, you either got to look for another club or go out on loan. People are afraid to do it. I do think that players are afraid to, because you think if I'm not here, I'm not going to get give me a chance, someone's going to take it from me.
So I asked you before, and you're a big fan of Jimmy Garner.
Yeah.
I think you should potentially be playing. But do you think, is there any reason, do you think that, just watching him, is there anything you'd say why he isn't doing it? Is there something like, is there a hole in his game that goes, do you know what, if he played instead of, I'm going to say Pereira, you know, because Pereira does, we had this discussion, he was dreadful at the weekend, but I think there's still, like, the work rate, his positioning and things like that, I think there's still something that he does defensively or just as a utility that gets him in that team. Do you think there's something that Jimmy Garner doesn't do that's stopping him doing that? Do you think it's physicality? Do you think it's what? Do you
possibly
reckon?
I mean, I'm a huge fan of him. Yeah. I think, like, he's another one where I've watched him. I think I first watched him in the under-15s all the way up.
Yeah,
amazing player. But it's maybe not necessarily about him. It's about the players around him and can he work together with them type of players? Not, I mean, not enemies or anything,
no,
but
no.
just the way they play football.
Yeah,
and I just don't think that happens at the moment. I mean, he's always had like someone like Dylan Levitt as a partner, and them two work together like a machine. It's amazing. And he likes to see, like, in a cup game or something, just to put them two in.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see how they do together. But I don't know, you're putting next to, like, you've not even got McTominay at the moment. You know, you're putting next to people like Fred and stuff, who I'm still not the biggest fan of. I know he's playing well at the moment, but I don't think he's out to... If you put them two together, I think it'd be all about Fred, not about working on a midfield partnership.
Do you think? Yeah, I mean, Did he play the Alkmaar game next to Matic, if I remember? I'm trying to think. Did he play that game? But I just think he just did look like he was someone that wanted to play the ball forward. And I just think that, I don't know, I just think that those two in midfield, I don't think quite trust him yet to do that job. And when everything's not quite right at the minute, I think there's a lot of...
He's not played for a while for the reserves, and he played not too long ago against Newcastle.
Yeah.
And he really looked great there, and he scored a cracking goal just running on late into the edge of the box. And that's the thing he's added to his game this year. He's always scored the odd goal, but he scores goals from outside the box.
Yeah.
Good goals now.
So certainly at the start of the season, he scored quite a few, didn't he?
Mm.
Yeah. They're saying in the comments, saying, Barca show interest in Gomez, but Ollie thinks Lingard is better. Let's be honest, Gomez has been talked about for many years now, and when he has come in, he's looked, you know,
good.
Okay, but he's never, you know, no, he's never, you know, torn it up in the first team. I think he's one of those players
talked about this on the youth thing
review. Yeah,
if he was good enough for Barcelona, he'd be good enough for United.
Yeah, exactly.
If he can't get in the United team, how is he going to get in Barcelona's team? I just don't. It's just not logical.
I think he needs to do something to get that step up. And I think the thing Owen says about Lingard, and that, obviously, he is not...
He's having
a really bad year and a half.
To be fair to him, when he's good, he scores goals.
I think, and that was it as well, is that everyone's slagging off, so he didn't get an assist, but, like, just the... We wouldn't have got the goal against Tottenham if it wasn't for Jesse Lingard, and it was kind of the press was all through him, and it kind of bobbled off the defender, and that's when Rashford nipped in and got the goal.
I don't think Lingard's a bad player. I just think he's playing bad at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think something going up mentally.
Yeah.
If he switches it on, and I think he can be that player.
There's definitely something going on with him though. The whole Raiola thing, like, links to him leaving and stuff. That's never been the case with Jesse before, has it? It's always seemed like,
I think,
if he was going to leave, it's because, you know, we wanted to get rid of him or whatever. Like, he seemed like a United man.
He can only go too far with stick from fans, stick from the press, stick from everything. He only gets too far.
And he has been poor, to be fair.
He has been poor, and you have to say to him he's poor. But the way that he's questioned about it, the way that it's not because he's just having a bad time. It's because he's doing a clothing line. It's because he's doing this. Yeah. It's because he's not concentrating on the thing, and that's. I don't think that's why. I just think he's having a bad time. He's not quite fitting in. He's being asked to do a job that he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to be in there being a creative number 10. He wants to be a number 10 that works hard, that's good in transition, that does all those things, that's good at one touch. He's got a good finish. Like, you can't doubt his finishing.
That's
his finishing.
He's scored have been ridiculous.
Like, number one, he scored how many goals at Wembley?
Yeah.
How many winning goals at Wembley? You know, he scored two or three of that. Like, you have to give him a...
If we can get the one, you know, the Jesse that played toward the end of Mourinho and toward the start of Solskjaer back, I think he'd be a good squad rotation player. I don't think he's going to be a starter.
I don't think he's your number 10 that you're going to say.
There's something going on because you don't go from being... He was good. Let's say he was good. He's scoring goals. You don't go from that to absolutely doing nothing.
No, and because he's 33, 34.
No, there's something going on there. It's not.
Yeah.
I think it's not
mental
with
thing.
His body.
Yeah. And also, people saying in the comments, you know, he's a multi-millionaire. it must be up all the time. That's, you know, if he's getting shit all the time from people and he's having a difficult time,
and that's it, I think he gets
mental health and, you know, confidence and that sort of thing isn't paid away. You can't buy, you know, good mental state.
I said, it all gets to a point where he kind of goes, do you know what? I'm a United fan. I've done this, but. Is it worth me doing this now? Is it worth me taking this stick to become a, you know, or what do I do now? It's because he is just thinking, do you know what? I can go to an Italy. Yeah. I can go somewhere. I can cash in for a couple of years, fizzle out my career, and I'll be happy as Larry.
Well, it might be like all the stick he's getting. There might be something else going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. Yeah. So he's having problems with that, and then plus the stick on top of it. People don't need it.
No.
I think we've obviously got a lot of players that need replacing. If you go through the squad and you were sort of picking out who do you think would be in a title winning side, there's not many there that sort of really have. No. For me, there's four or five.
But it's amazing how that switches. It's amazing how, look at Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was about to mention that.
Look at Liverpool 3 years ago.
Yeah, Jordan Henderson didn't look like Jordan Henderson. Title winning captain, did
he? If you look at their squad and say, name the world class players, or name the players that would help us, like, would Jordan Henderson, if you put him in the United team, would he be the same player? It's just that team works.
They've got four or five world-class players. They've got, I think Firmino's world-class in his position. I think Mane is. I think Salah's dropped off, but, you know, was. Obviously Van Dijk is. And I would say Trent
you think
is
about,
as well.
You
other
think,
than that.
You think like United,
even like when we won the 2018, we had some great players there. But people like Jason Park was essential to that team. Was he world-class? No, nowhere near
John
that.
John O'Shea got loads of games. Yeah. You know,
Wes Brown, what a player. But the amount of abuse and how poor he was in some games. Yeah. Wes Brown, Fletcher, Darren Fletcher, who, great workhorse, but... If he when he plays for Scotland, he doesn't stand out as being a world class player. But what he does is he fits in the system. And
players are important,
but
the team's more important than the individual player.
Yeah,
that's what people need to realise.
Yeah,
like we tried it with, like we were talking out earlier about when we got Di Maria, Falcao, and all these players.
Doesn't
it
work.
It didn't work. We got all these big names, but it just doesn't work.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, just, exactly. And there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of people going through. I've seen the arguments here about everyone like managers got backs and stuff, and I think there was. I think the managers have kind of... The first season, I think they all got backed. But I think the second transfer window, or the second thing, it was just a kind of smoke and mirrors back in. The second summer of things was kind of a smoke and mirrors like back in the things. Like, you look at Van Gaal. First summer was... Like, they spent a lot of money. They got all these players in. But then they got rid of... They cashed in on so many. They cashed in on Di Maria. They cashed in on... They had so many players retire or move on, and then they're now signing... It was more replacing people than it was actually, you know, improving the squad. And the same thing Mourinho. Like, his first summer, yes, they signed Zlatan. Improvement did the job straight away. You got Mkhitaryan in. I think he was his sign. He wanted him in there. He signed Eric Bailly. The year after was Lindelof, which was kind of a replacement for Bailly in the end, because Bailly hadn't worked out, was injury prone. Matic was Carrick's replacement because he wanted someone to sit in that role. And then Lukaku just replaced what Zlatan was doing. So we never actually went up a level.
And then the year after that, Dallow.
Yeah, it was all kind of... And I'm worried for Solskjaer. That this is the second transfer window is going to be the big one for Solskjaer, because he got backed in a sense in this one. He got the three players. I think he definitely wanted all three. In the summer.
Yeah.
He definitely wanted Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
But the next one, if he's not trusted now,
United have always been that way. The January transfer window has never been a big to get your players in. They always reset at this summer, and I think. The answer will be, you're right, if they back him in the summer and he gets the players he wants, that's him for the long haul. But if they don't...
The other thing is now that the players that he needs now, he needs a midfielder that you can probably pick up, I'm not saying relatively cheap, but if he spent 40, 50 million on one, you can definitely improve us. But the other players, that centre-forward and right-winger, they could be £100 million plus. Those kind of players in this transfer market is £100 million plus players.
The thing you remember as well is... I mean, people love him or hate him, but if he sticks around, we've got Pogba, who's potentially our world-class player. McTominay's injured. You could have there's two of our starting midfielders.
That's the midfield. Yeah, yeah.
You've got Rashford injured. If you had all three of them fit now playing, we wouldn't be talking about what we need. No. We need a midfielder. We need a striker. It's because of injuries.
Yeah.
He's been unlucky, really.
Yeah, if you had McTominay, Pogba and Fernandes as a sort of midfield three... If you keep that fit, that's one of the better midfield threes in the league. But as it is, we've got one of the worst midfields in the league. That's
because
the thing. The difference between our first choice And our second choice is just a huge chasm. And in some positions, like right wing, no offence to Dan James, but he isn't, you know, a world-class right winger. Some positions we are lacking just generally. Like, I think in the striker position, as much as I like Martial, I still think he's not... I don't think anyone would say he's a world-class striker. But that midfield, Fernandes has been incredible for Sporting Lisbon, and I thought started strongly against... who was it we just played against? Wolves. And then with McTominay and Pogba in there, that could be excellent. But, yeah, the team itself, is it really does require a lot of work, and if Solskjaer doesn't get backed, it's just going to be the same situation again where...
I think it's...
Because everyone else is recruiting every year as well.
Yeah, I'd start in 11 with everyone fit. If you look, put it on paper, you'd say that could beat most teams. But,
yeah.
But then it's the substitutions, that's where the issue
is. Yeah, like I said, a starting 11 with our best players is... you know, really properly fighting for a top four place. And against this Chelsea side, if we'd have kept, you know, if we'd have just got a sort of average amount of injuries instead of this ridiculous amount to our best players,
that's what it is.
I think we would be top four right now.
Every injury has come to our best player. Yeah. I mean, Pogba, our best player, Rashford, our best striker.
Yeah.
And then
McTominay was in the form of his life. Yeah,
exactly.
There's a lot of talk here about. Yeah, City have Mahrez, Sane, and Jesus on the bench. That's the kind of level you're looking at. You can do it the other way. Liverpool have done it, where they have their 11, and then the players that come in are all workhorses around them.
You know, luckily
they can rotate their mid. But the thing is that the midfield that's going to do more of your running for you.
Yeah,
they can rotate them constantly. You know, and it almost gives a break to the rest of the team by having fresh legs in the middle of the park to do all the running for you. You know, like they said, against us, they took the entire midfield off, started again. City do it in a different way, where their midfield stays a bit more of the same. They keep Fernandinho or Rodri this season, and then De Bruyne stays and David Silva. They can keep that the same. But then they freshen up the wingers like constantly. You know, Mahrez comes off, Sane comes in, and then Sterling comes off. They've got Bernardo Silva to come in as well. Their wingers never get tired, so they've always got people creating things. Whereas for us... We can't swap out any of them players. We can't rotate in. It's more of a case of it's what we have to play.
Someone talking about Martial there, saying that he's got an almost identical goal accumulation to Rashford, and he plays less minutes compared to Rashford. So also with more assists, why is he criticised more? I think one of the reasons he's criticised more is he doesn't have the work rate that Rashford does.
No,
Rashford's playing left wing. Like, Rashford isn't playing as the main striker in a team that's trying to get top four.
Every opportunity Martial's had at top, rather than left.
And
he's not done it for me.
Yeah, and look at... It's all about career and trajectory and all that. Like, look at Lingard. He's clearly in a downward spiral at the moment. Look at Rashford. He's got 19 goals this season. That's the difference. At the start of the season, let's say, when would it have been? Sort of end of September or middle of October, you'd have said, who's better, Martial or Rashford?
Martial.
A lot of people would say Martial because Rashford was struggling. He didn't start the season well. But then since October, he scored, 19 goals in about 30 games, 35 games or so. He looks like one of the best wingers in the league. So it's all about who's got the confidence, who's on the up, the reason people prefer Rashford at the moment is because he's had a better season.
I think both of them have the potential to have unbelievable games. You know, they can both pull out goal out of nothing. Martial can beat a player and do that. But when they're having bad games, you see it from Rashford. You see that. Just, I'm going to keep running. I'm going to keep pressing. I'm going to treat going that
much. If he loses the ball, he sulks. Yeah. He looks, he might not sulk, but he looks like he is.
Yeah. And people say, oh, it's just his demeanour. That's just what he's like. Yes, but.
That's why we like Rashford.
Yeah.
And I like Martial. I think he's a very good player.
But if you had the option now to swap in for Sancho, would you do it?
Absolutely, yeah. The thing is, you need. But then you need a nine.
Would you swap Rashford for Sancho?
Never.
I won't swap. No,
exactly.
Martial has only played as the main striker this season. That's true, but like I said, Rashford has got 19 goals this season.
Yeah.
Martial has got 11 goals this season as the striker.
And look, there's a lot.
It's all about improvement. Rashford looks like he's going from being a really good player or a good player to an excellent player. And Martial has been a very good player since we bought him and doesn't seem to have improved that much. You know, certainly his numbers haven't improved that much. His best scoring season is his first season.
On his day, he's brilliant.
Yeah, incredible.
But
I like Martial. I just think.
But on average day, he's poor.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, using Cantona can have a sulky demeanour. Like, you cannot compare
Yeah, you're allowed a sulky demeanour when you win the team three league titles in four seasons. And when Martial was doing that, fine, don't care how sulky he is.
Like, Cantona is on levels, different levels to any to most players that's ever played in the Premier League. Never mind players for Man United. Like, he's head and shoulders.
Someone like Berbatov, he never won the ball back. No. But he'd score goals and he'd put the effort
in. And he scored more goals than Martial, but he got slagged off shitloads by fans in social media.
There's a comment there about put Martial in the Liverpool squad. He wouldn't last. I don't think he'd last a week for Liverpool. Honestly, Liverpool's front six. How much they work. Like, Martial's a better technical footballer than probably Salah. We've maybe got the argument with. Mm. He's a better technical footballer than Mane and Firmino. Or argument about Firmino, but he's good as, if not better than them. But he doesn't put anywhere near the work rate in as them, and he doesn't fit into that system.
The confidence, and he doesn't fit in the system, and he hasn't, like, he's just, it doesn't work like that. Like, he's a better dribbler than
I'm hoping.
Look at the way
I'm actually hoping with Martial. I hope for me, with Ighalo coming out, and first off, I hope Ighalo gets a bit of confidence, maybe scores in. We've got Chelsea the first game back, but I'm sure we've got some cup games not too long after that. Maybe if he nicks a goal there, if he can get running the tide and start as the nine whilst Rashford's out, and then put Martial on left wing for a bit, get him a bit. Because I think Martial, the one thing he likes is to get the ball and run at players.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing, as a nine, he's not allowed to do. He's one that he needs to just stay there, just like stay up top there, don't come back and get the ball. Because that's what he's doing at the minute. He keeps dropping back. He keeps wanting the ball, which is.
But he wants to be a number nine, though.
He does. Well, this is the
always,
thing.
He's always asked when he lost the number nine shirt, and then the moment it was available again, he wanted it back.
Mm. And that's fine. I don't mind that attitude, but I want the attitude of him. I want him. You know,
well,
I want
to be that number nine. You've got to show want to be that number nine.
Tyrannosaurus saying, "Admit it, Rashi is man, Cantona isn't. That's it." Do you honestly think Martial has been better than Rashford this season? Do you actually think that? Do you think that Martial has improved as much as Rashford has in the last 18 months? Do you actually think that? Because it's obviously we shouldn't even have to defend that, but like, of course that's not what it is. Look at how they've played. Look at who Rashford scores against. He scored more goals than Martial, and he scores in every big game he fucking plays in. He looks better.
There's another thing about, I mean, it's great to have Dave here to have this as well, is that...
Sorry for swearing.
Like, having... You know, you're saying the argument of Rashford's a mank and Martial's not. But it's the fact that, you know, that, like you said, watching players move up through the first team, you are going to have a better connection with them.
But that doesn't matter. If you're from Manchester, we're talking about earlier, Jimmy Garner, he's a Scouser. But
Have that connection.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah.
Even when Pogba first got into the team, even when Pogba, you know, was playing for Juventus, and like I have friends that went to the same school as them at Ashton Mersey, and like my mates were tweeting going, Paul Pogba just won the World Cup. A lad that went to our school, and there is something about that. Yeah, someone that's been through that academy, someone that's seen play at Altrincham,
who was not English was. Adnan Januzaj, seeing him come up, and when he started doing that, he was so good to
see.
People will always like that. People always defend them players more than they will someone we signed.
Yeah. Tyrannosaurus saying, I don't think it's as bad as you make it seem. I like Martial. Yeah. I just think that.
Listen,
I'm not saying that he's terrible or that we need to get rid of him. I think he'd be a great option. I think he's very good as a left winger and as a striker. But so far, certainly when Rashford isn't playing, and I know everyone is improved by playing with good players, but he hasn't been able to drag teams to wins in a way that you would hope from a top striker playing for Man United. I just think that we need to keep an eye on that. I don't think he's a sort of necessarily certainly the player to take us forward. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you talked earlier about like who City had on the bench.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be happy being on the bench and coming on, you know.
That was the argument.
If we're trying to build a team, we need better players in there. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd love him to stick around. And I hope he scores 20-plus goals a season, but at the moment, he's not doing that.
They're saying Ole couldn't coach a bus. Is that like, buses aren't coaches, though, are they? That's not the same thing. It's like a ferry and a jet ski. Like they're both on water, but a bus in a coach. Martial is better than Rashford in every sense possible. Clearly not true.
No.
Who scored more goals this season? If that was the sense I was choosing, who's better in that sense? 250 grand a week has to be returning a minimum 20 goals in the league every year. Maybe. People do things different ways, don't they? But
super chat in there. Yeah. Cheers, Dylan. Martial is classy, suffering like Rashi did at the start of the season. Rashi started scoring because Martial offered space with his movement. They need each other with no creation. I think
I agree with that.
I very much agree. I think the, you know, when Rashford had his dip, there was a lot of, we needed Martial there. You know, he was playing as the nine, and that's not... Marcus doesn't want to do that. As much as he says he does, he doesn't. He wants to be coming in, driving from wide. But it's one of them, like, when Rashford was having those bad games, you just seen that there was still that extra work rate. There was still that extra, I'm chasing every ball down. And something that wasn't happening, there was still that extra trying that run in behind. Whereas Martial, when it isn't happening, there's now one of it is a tactical thing, is when it's not happening for him, instead of trying more runs, instead of working hard and behind, he comes deep and gets the ball, which is the worst thing that can happen in that team. And you saw it against Wolves.
Yeah.
He was having a bad game and he was popping up on the right wing, he was popping up in midfield, and now Bruno's picking up the ball and he's got nowhere to pass to. You know, that's and that's just the thing that he needs to get, is that he needs to be right, let's go up top and let's do it.
Like, I do think, though, I think Greenwood's going to be the future number nine of this club. So if that's the case, who's going to play on the left? Is it going to be Martial or is it going to be Rashford? And they're going to pick Rashford over Martial. Yeah.
And I think, and also, I don't prefer, and you know what, I didn't really want this to turn into Rashford versus Martial, because they're both United players. We all like both.
And I want both of them starting right now. Right now, you have them both starting.
But yeah, like you said, I don't prefer him because he's Mank. I think he's. We've seen a better sort of trajectory to his career. I think he's looking better this season. He's got 19 goals. I think, you know, all of these things that are clear to see. Yeah. But like you said, you can't rule that out as a thing either. Like, he's a local lad. He's Sports United. That does endear you to people. That's, you know, that's not a pro.
That's Manchester. That's, I'm sorry, but that's Manchester United.
Yeah, well, exactly. If it was the other way around, though, if it was Martial injured, who's been playing like Rashford has, and Rashford being much, you'd be saying the exact same thing. But Martial, to be fair, it doesn't really matter.
No,
you'd be saying the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's, I said that, you know, that is Manchester United. The whole point of Manchester United is that. We do. There's that record of having, what is it, 4,000 games nearly with an academy player in the starting lineup, and that's what it is. That's a lot of what makes Manchester United good. You know, that's what it is. It's
I like the saint in the comments. I actually enjoy the comments from you, mate. They are all negative, of course, but I like having it to chat to. But
yeah.
if Ole coaching was great, Martial would improve.
No,
that's not necessarily how it works, is it? Look at the players who he has improved. Look, not everyone suits every style of play. Look, Rashford's clearly improved. McTominay's clearly improved. Dan James, who he's not necessarily improved, but he's been brought in and looked good in this team. You know, loads of players have improved. I think Brandon Williams has come in and looked excellent. Fred's improved. There's loads of players who have improved. It's like saying, and this is, to be fair, people always say, what did Steve tell you to say? Which he never does, obviously. But this is a point that he makes that I agree with, is if Pep was that good, why wouldn't he just tell John Stones to improve? You know, why is Fernandinho playing at centre-back? Like, not every player suits every system all the time. And like we were talking before with Lingard, confidence comes into it and, you know, support from players and support from fans and all that comes into it. Like, you don't just... I'm a world-class player, so I can win the league with a world-class manager, so I can win the league with any team.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that, obviously. No. I mean, that is just obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, no. It's...
Look at Ancelotti. Is he a shit manager? Why is he managing Everton? Like, he couldn't improve Napoli. He's won two Champions Leagues as a manager.
Why has Richarlison not scored 45 goals since Ancelotti's come in? It doesn't work like that.
If Ancelotti was so good, they'd have won the Champions League by now.
Well, how much is it down to Ollie? Like. Well, do you know what? We're fifth right now, or sixth right now.
Seventh?
Not sixth?
I think we're sixth.
We're seventh right now. We're not far off where we were last season. Yeah. We're not far off how we were the season before. We're not.
Yeah, we've been pretty shit for a while.
We've been shit for a while. It's not gone dramatically downhill.
Greenwood needs to mature and get stronger. If he wants to be our future number nine, he has the same issues as Martial. He needs to be able to run out of player. Ollie just needs backing to bring United back. I mean, Greenwood's just turned 18.
Turns 18.
Yeah,
he's still eligible to play in for the under 18. He can play tomorrow night against Leeds. He scored 10 goals.
Mental.
And I mean, with both feet. Mm. Obviously, he's not the finished article.
Yeah,
you know, he's doing it.
Yeah,
he does need to.
How many minutes has he played?
Yeah, not very many.
He does need to bulk up as well. He's a kid. You look at what Rashford did over the past two or three seasons. When Rashford came in, he was the same kind of build as Greenwood.
Exactly.
Where he is skinny. And
yeah, Rashford's mostly now, isn't he? Big lad.
Well, it's one of them with him, though. Obviously, they have fitness coaches and stuff like that. They know when they need to start doing weights and things like that. They've followed these lads since we're 9 years old. You know, they know exactly how they're growing, what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So unless you're McTominay, you just grow 6 inches in about 18 months.
I think it's more than that.
No one knows. He grew like a foot, didn't he? Like a year and a half. No one knew what was going on.
What's crazy at United is the things that I said. I always come back to the lad that I knew that was playing with Rashford in the under-18s and stuff.
Who's
and
that?
Sam Smith. Is it Cambridge at the minute? Cambridge United. And he comes to me because he's come play golf, and he's like, he's 16, and he's going, I'm going to be 6'4". I'm like, what do you mean? He said, yeah, so United have this calculation. They're going to tell me how tall I'm going to be, how heavy I'm going to be, and all this. I'm like, really? And you see him now, he's 6'4".
Really?
Honestly.
Well,
and you just go,
honestly, that's
cool.
You take all your family stuff in and stuff, and you're like, really? They said, yeah. I said, I'm not allowed to put weight on yet. I can't go in the gym as much now because I'm not, until I fill my frame out. And once I get to that certain frame, then I can start putting weight on now. Now you look at him, you're like, he turns up and you're like, oh, he's Premier League footballer now.
Really?
He's built like a footballer now.
They know exactly when to do
it. It's crazy.
And Greenwood's not doing it because he's not ready for it yet.
You're not allowed to. You can't, if you just throw them in the gym, it throws you all completely off. But it's like,
saying that Rashford scored 6 penalties. First of all, they are still goals. Second of all, he won a lot of them himself. Thirdly, if Martial was the best penalty taker, he'd take penalties. Like, it's a good thing. It's a positive on Rashford that he's the penalty taker. Like, that's a thing you say to him. You're the best penalty taker at the club, you take penalties. That's another pro, not
a negative.
I tell
you what, if we'd have scored 9, if we'd have had 3 penalties scored at the start of this season, God knows what. If we hadn't missed them penalties
because
at the start of the season.
Because then Pogba wouldn't have been rushed back against Rochdale, they wouldn't have had to play against Arsenal. We'd be first. We'd be winning the league, mate.
Oh, yeah, easily. We'd have got an extra 34 points.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be easy. We'd have won that game against Liverpool and we'd have won every other game as well. Top of the league. Easy. Rashford created the penalties. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and the fact that he's the best penalty taker in the club is a good thing. Not a bad. You know, it's not a knock on him, is it?
Pogba returns playing with Bruno in the end of the season with a good run at top four. Do you reckon he might stay? I don't know about Pogba. I think he will stay.
I think
he could stay. I think it's more down to the fact that I don't think anyone's got the money to buy him or wants him.
But it's the agent thing, though, isn't it? Yeah. Like, there's all rumours of Lingard with Raiola.
Mm. It's not good.
And the first thing you hear is he wants to move. He wants to do this. He's not coming out and say it's,
no.
But Raiola knows what he's doing.
To be fair to Pogba, Raiola says that about every single one of his clients, doesn't he?
Of course he does.
He's always we'll see at the end of the season. That's just his line, isn't
it? Because it's Paul Pogba, it's Man United. It's
also. Can I ask people a question? Who the fuck is going to buy Paul Pogba? People just assume Real Madrid are going to buy him. Do they want him? Can they afford him? Like, they spent 350 million last summer. Can they even afford him? Like, people just think because Pogba wants to leave that someone is definitely going to buy him. Like, he's going to cost someone 120 million quid.
Yeah.
Like, is it certain that Madrid are just, oh, we'll have him then?
I don't think Juventus sign him now.
They can't afford him. Juventus can't afford him.
But I do think he wants to prove something.
Yeah, I think he did. When that's why he came back.
Yeah,
I think there's something.
He's not been the best. You can tell he is a great player.
Oh, he's incredible.
But look at him for France when he like the World Cup. He's playing with decent players. He looks amazing. Juventus, he's playing with a good midfield around him. Yeah. He looks amazing. He plays for United. He's got crap around him. So he looks crap.
Yeah, exactly. Someone in the comments saying Messi can't take penalties. Yeah, which is one of the very few weaknesses of Messi. He's
tell
not
you
great
what, City could do the penalty taker after the week. I mean,
I know.
How mad the fact that they're in a similar thing that we were at the start of the season where they don't quite know who to give the penalties to now. Like Aguero seems to be out of it. They gave it Gundogan who hasn't missed
Who was it? Van Gaal for us. Who, if you missed a penalty, you were back of the queue.
Yeah, there's all sorts of like penalties isn't as easy as it should be. Well, no, it shouldn't be. It's one of the easier things in the game, but it's still a lot of mental
stuff. I don't know. Clearly, better than most.
Yeah, like that the one last season, PSG. I don't know many players who'd had the balls to do that.
I'm going
to
take my first penalty and I'm going to put it in the side netting against Buffon in the last minute
to get us through to
when we've got the full junior squad on with us. We've not had any chance in it.
We'll wrap up in a minute. Joe thought he'd want to know that the young mayor vote is open until the 23rd. Olive Redwards, young mayor for Salford.
Give
on,
a vote. Give him a vote.
Where is Stephen? Tuesday's his day off.
Yeah,
his day off. Someone said before about who has 150 million to splash. Actually, we've got Dylan. He says, I love Martial and Rashford. Hope when everyone is fit, they both bang in 20-plus goals next year. Rashford, Martial and Greenwood up top and San and Didi. You know what? That's actually what we all think. We like them all. We want them all to score 20 goals. We want them all to be good for United. We're not... it became kind of Rashford Martial because just the way the comments went and how things go. But we all like them all, don't we?
And I think that's the one thing about this squad compared to last season. Like, yeah. There was one thing that Gary Neville had that quote last year. He said, "I don't like that Manchester United team. You hate, like, there was so much about it that you just didn't like when you were playing badly." Yeah. I think there's a different feeling now. I think there's players like Harry Maguire, there's Brandon Williams, there's Aaron Wan-Bissaka, there's Rashford, there's even Martial, and then all the other players that are coming around, Dan James, that the fans like. The fans are going, do you know what, I relate to, I know what they want to do. They all seem like they are putting a shift in.
McTominay
as well. All putting a shift in, all wanting to play for Man United. And there's the odd one here and there. There's the Pogba question mark all the time, but as a whole now, everyone you go, they all want to play at Manchester United. They all want to do something here.
Yeah, one thing with Pogba is, even though he's kind of the most, because he is this big world star that we don't really have other than him, he gets a lot of stick for his stuff on social media and all this, but I don't think, regardless of whether he wants to leave or not, he definitely has some love for Man United in him. He clearly enjoys the club. He left, went to a better team and came back to United knowing they were shit. And he still came back. Like, you have to give him some credit for that. He clearly loves United. And whether he leaves or stays, I think the stick he gets is just ludicrous.
He's going to get old, the naysayers, so people just don't like him.
No.
And even with his injury, people still saying, oh, he faked that,
Yeah, ridiculous.
I mean, he posted an Instagram story of him
high as a kite.
In the hospital.
Right. It's a lot of it's just rubbish, isn't it? Right, thank you very much, lads. That was a good one. I enjoyed that. Thanks very much for joining us at home. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be talking about that youth review that me and Dave recorded today, so check that one out.
I'm going to see you tomorrow as well.
Tomorrow night, United play Leeds in the Youth Cup. It's at Old Trafford. Free tickets, but you have to apply to get a ticket.
And if you're not going, follow us on Instagram. I'm going to be doing some Instagram stories.
If there's any United fans that can't afford to get to usual games or anything like that, it's at Old Trafford. It's the youth team. It's against Leeds. There's going to be 2,000 away fans, if not more. So it's going to be a pretty exciting, pretty tasty game. So check that out. And we'll see you tomorrow. See you in a bit.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin?
Start your engine.
I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.